Strange but true.
Dead Again. All about an accident, a kangaroo, and a ghost. Brenda and Boris Harris, a British couple working in Australia, had a very unusual experience with a kangaroo just last year. They both work as photographers for a British magazine and were on a fashion shoot in the Australian outback. As they were driving along an empty dirt road in their 4x4, a kangaroo suddenly appeared out of nowhere. Brenda was driving at the time. "I just remember seeing these two eyes staring at me. I tried to swerve, but it was too late. And the poor kangaroo just stood there. I hit him full on, and it gave me a sickening feeling. We both jumped out to see if he was okay, but he had quite obviously died of shock. Now we had to decide what to do." "Boris, my partner, suggested burying him," explained Brenda. "But I didn't fancy digging a hole in the middle of the desert at 3 in the morning. "Why don't we just leave him here?" I said. But Boris was a bit upset about what we'd done, and he wanted to give the guy a sort of burial. It was then that I had a great idea. We had a whole load of expensive suits and dresses in the back of the car, all designer wear from Jean-Paul Gaultier, Versace, and Giorgio Armani. I thought it would be a great idea to dress the dead kangaroo up in all this stuff and get a few shots of that. Of course, Boris thought the whole idea was disgusting. "That poor creature died because of us, and now you want to use him as some kind of hideous photo shoot. I won't have anything to do with it," he said. But I insisted, and eventually he agreed. He always gives in to my fantastic ideas. We laid the dead kangaroo out in the boot of the car and started dressing him up. I must say, he looked really good in his Armani suit and dark shades. We also put one of those typical Australian hats on him. I thought it looked really classy, but of course Boris was still complaining about the whole idea. There were still a couple of hours before daybreak, so we lay down in the back of the car and slept. We woke up 3 hours later and started to organise the shoot. I set up the camera and Boris dragged the dead roo into position. I thought he looked fantastic with the sun coming up, the early morning light and all dressed up in his expensive designer gear. It was all going so well and I could just imagine the look on my boss's face when he saw the snaps. But just as I was getting to the end of the third roll of film, something terrible happened. All of a sudden, the kangaroo's eyes opened. He stood up, looked around, peered down at the strange clothes he had on, and then bounded off into the bush with his 4,000 euro Giorgio Armani suit. I just stood there in amazement. "That bastard has gone off with all our clothes," I said angrily. "He's alive," Boris shouted excitedly, obviously relieved that the whole thing had come to an end. We never found the clothes or the kangaroo again, and the next day I had to make a very embarrassing phone call to my boss, explaining how we had lost a 4,000 euro Armani suit and that we needed another one sent out.